Okay, here we go. Good afternoon. I am super glad to be talking today. I am Hadekunle Olabiwonu, and it's been an amazing 15 days so far with everyone here on this platform. We've got 10 more days to go. Yeah, just 10 more days to go. And, you know, I'm super excited, to be honest. And yes, today we're going to be talking about, this week we're going to be focusing on the trilogy of the human being, okay? The trilogy of the human being, and I want us to pay attention, because if you look at how we have arranged the session so far, we started from evolution of thoughts, okay, just to give a brief introduction to what the challenge is all about. Evolution of thoughts gave you an introduction to yourself, okay. Evolution of thoughts was centered around giving an introduction to yourself. So if you missed out on any of the sessions on evolution of thoughts, or you didn't get the main focus, evolution of thoughts was simply about you, basically about you, how your internal wiring and all that is affecting with the results you're getting as a person. That was what the first week was all about you, just you alone. And then of course the second week we spoke about principles and power. That was last week. Last week was more about relating with things around you. you see that, okay? So last week was more about how to relate with things, people, and you know, how to harness the energy around you, okay, to get results you want, and that was why we focused on principles and power last week. It was such a powerful session, to be honest. And yes, I am excited once again. So by now you should know that what we're going to be talking about this week is going to be more advanced. By default, what we're going to be talking about this week will be more advanced by default, okay? So I'm gonna give a brief introduction today. Tomorrow we're gonna start hit the ground running, since it's last week, so we have about 10 days to treat this. And so we have we have quite a number of tasks to do before we finish up, okay? So I don't want to rush us. Trilogy is something that takes time to understand, okay? So basically, we're going to be talking about, first, let us define what trilogy is, okay, for us. What exactly does trilogy mean? Trilogy comes from three, T-R-I. T-R-I simply means three, signifies three. Just like Trinity, just like, you know. And so the Bible says that God created man in his own image. And if God, okay, there's something about the Trinity, okay, about the divinity of God, that is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, Kai. And then, you know, he created man, okay, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit created man in his image, so that you may have a Trinity too, Kai. Not Trinity in divinity, but trilogy, okay, since we are God-like, God created us in his own image, okay? So we have God-like features, and by having God-like features, there is something we have that angels do not have, and it is the trilogy we are about to introduce to you today. There is something you have that demons do not have. It is the trilogy we have today. If demons have to operate, okay, in the way we do, they have to come to this state where they have the trilogy too, Kai. That is why you hear words like the Shulolo. So the devil, the Shulomisi, our con lo. So that means that even if God wants to use, there's a reason why if God wants to bless someone, okay, he uses people. And if the devil wants to, you know, tackle someone, he uses people. So I want you to understand that there's something that is special about man. That is where I'm coming from. There's something that is special about man, okay, that makes him godlike on this earth, okay? And so anything that has to do with man, okay, has to go through the processes, okay, of men, okay? So even if God wants to interfere in your life supernaturally, he still uses man. Oh, God. See, God, if you ask God, okay, to give you money, he will not rain down money from heaven. It will provide for you opportunities, and these opportunities will come in the form of man informing you. Let me tell you something. The only thing, okay, the only way that man can be influenced on this earth without the usage of another man to influence him is only through insight. So maybe you through inspiration, Kai. So you got inspiration from the Holy Spirit, you got inspiration from God as the case may be, or you heard the call to do something in a particular way. Okay, so that is the extent. I'm not saying God is limited, God is not. God can do anything, but he sets these processes by himself so that they work in that way. So God, the point we are making so far is that God will use man, okay? The devil will use man. So what is so special about man? Hi, you're going to understand that this week. Okay, so let me record this. Let me continue recording the next, audio. I want to make this five minutes, about three or four, so you can just listen when you're free and then continue from there tomorrow. So the first point we made in our introductory audio, number one, is that, okay, there is something about man, okay, that requires that if man has to be influenced, it has to be through man. So God uses man. The devil uses man. Demons uses man. Supernatural beings uses man. So that is the first thing we want to establish, okay? That is the one thing we want to establish about men. The second thing we need to establish about men is that the Bible makes us to understand. I apologize to the Muslims here because I keep referring to the Bible most of the time. I just want you to listen with an open mind, okay? So the Bible makes us to understand that men are superior to angels. So men send angels on an errand. So that means that there is also something about man, okay? Okay, that puts him at a status with God, such that even angels that were there when you were being created will have to run errands for you. What is this thing? There is something about man that makes man so influential, that makes man so mysterious. There is something about man that makes man so mysterious that if all the misfortunes of a man will come from men, forget it. May come from women too, but women is still in the flesh. So when I'm saying man, please note that I'm talking about both men and women. Okay. So let's not try to put a wedge yet. When I'm saying man, I mean both men and women. So there is something about man that all the misfortunes of man, okay, will be influenced by men. Forget it. And so all the fortunate incidents that happen to a man will be influenced by men. So long as you are on this earth, there is something about you, okay? There is something about you that makes you a mysterious being. And so if there are billions of people like you on this earth, okay, that are mysterious beings like you, Kai, and you do not have a deep understanding of what this mystery really means, it means that any man, anyhow, can mess with your life. Hello, please, I don't want to drag God into this matter yet. If you lack a deep understanding of the mystery of man, if you lack a deep is too much. If you lack a basic understanding of the mystery surrounding a man, okay, surrounding the status man, there's a reason even the Bible makes us understand that for Christians, that the devil is jealous of the son of man. Because he is jealous because we can receive forgiveness and yet he cannot. There is something about you. There is something about you, okay, that makes you mysterious. And if there are billions like you on this planet that are as mysterious as you are, and you do not have a basic understanding of that mystery, it means that someone that has a basic understanding of the mystery can mess with you anyhow. Okay, so if you have a basic understanding, it means that someone that has a deeper understanding than you will mess with you anyhow. Okay, so if you have a deeper understanding, someone that has an in-depth understanding that works in this mysteriousness, okay, higher than you do, can still mess with you. Kai, there are levels to this thing. I've said this topic is something that is quite interesting, and yes, this is where I keep saying this is where most people will disagree with me. This is where if you've been getting irritated before, this is probably the time you leave the group. Probably. Okay, so I'm gonna continue that in the next audio. So what we are concluding is that there's something mysterious about man, and so there is an awareness surrounding this mystery. So the deeper you understand about the mystery of man, okay, the deeper you have control over your own life. Let me repeat that for emphasis. The deeper you understand around the mystery surrounding men, the deeper you have control to your own life. Okay, let's continue this in the next one. This the next audio is going to be the last one for today. Okay, so this is going to be the last audio for today. I want you to ruminate on these things. Okay, and I'm going to answer some questions I dropped earlier in the group so that we can, move forward with that too. Okay, so I was saying there's something about that is mysterious about man. Okay, and someone that has the understanding to this mystery, okay, means that he has a set of keys. So I want you to liken, the mystery of a man to a box that is full of boxes. Hello. I want you to liken, the story of the mystery surrounding the godlike status of a man, okay, like as a box that is full of other boxes inside. Okay, so that means that the awareness you now have, this box requires a set of key to uncover the mysteries. Hello. This box requires a set of keys. That is why I cannot give you the understanding of all the sets of keys in 10 days. No. Some of these sets of keys require practice on your own. To get a particular key to a particular box, you have to go through a state that is called enlightenment in spirituality. You need to attain a level of spiritual enlightenment to get the key. I think I've already said this in this class, that your awareness is the most important thing about you, because the things you are aware about will determine what you can do. Okay, so I want you to liken it to a box that is full of other boxes. Okay, so each of these keys, each of the box has a particular key. It has a special key, and each of these keys requires, some of them requires quests, some of them requires understanding, some of them requires enlightenment, some of them require general wisdom, okay? Some of them requires principles and powers, okay? Kai, you are getting the point. So I want you to see yourself as a box, okay, that has other boxes inside. The real you is inside a box, okay? And then there are other boxes you have to uncover to get to you, to get to your status, to get to the understanding of your full being, Kai. And so as you open each box, you have to open the next one and keep opening until you are done, Kai. So these sets of keys are required for you to get to the understanding of the mysterious man. So I want you to understand this. So as you open each box, okay, you become more aware of the things surrounding you. You acquire more information about yourself. You acquire more information about where you come from, where you really come from. You acquire more information about where you are headed. Okay. You acquire more information about how life should be lived, how your particular life should be lived. Listen to me. The reason most men are regarded as common men in this world is because they have first lost the sense of purpose. I was saying this in a conference yesterday, and it sparked a lot of reactions from the audience, and I just had to mellow. So listen to me, there is no man, God did not create man to be common. Okay, there is no such thing as a common man. God did not create man to be common. God did not create man to behave in the way his neighbor behaves, to think in the way his neighbor thinks. God did not create man to think alike. He did not create man to behave alike. He did not create man to live in the same kind of houses. So what I'm saying in essence is that God did not create normal. It is men out of their level of commonness, out of their idea or definition of commonness, okay, that they now created norms. Hello. So basically, you are not a common person. How can you be common? Amongst about 8 billion people that are on this earth, okay, you are unique. Then you're not common. Did you think God wasted his time trying to make you a unique one out of about a billion others? No, of course, he's not dumb. No, of course not, he's not dumb. So I want you to get this clearly. I'm going to be stopping soon, okay? That men are not common. There is nothing that is common about a man. Okay? And so if you find yourself living a common life, it is because you lack a basic understanding of who you are. Simple. So if you find yourself living a slightly different life, it is because you have a basic understanding. If you find yourself living the life of the kind of life we of mind gods, okay, it is because you have a deeper understanding of who you really are, not an in-depth one. Yes, to be honest with you, as a person, I am still unlocking my own box of mysteries, to be honest, because no man gets to the level of full attainment until he dies. It's simple. There are exploits for you to do until the day you die. Hello. Hello. So the man who can ask the set of keys to his personal mystery will do more exploits. That is the point of this last audio. The man who has the keys to the set of boxes to his own of his personal mystery will do more exploits on this earth. And I'm gonna stop here. Thank you very much for joining me so far. It's been an amazing moment with you. Have a great day.